I am very excited that next week we are making a suggestion for a new word for disability. That disabled word. Hello, everybody.
What?
I'm Kathleen.
Hi.
What are you talking about?
All right. I'm Damon Rose.
This You've totally ouch, confused ouch. Me right from the get-go. I mean, normally we're at least a couple of minutes in before you thoroughly confuse me.
We are suggesting, this is incredible, a new word to use instead of the D word, disabled, which a lot of people have problems with, right?
Really? We, ouch, are going to change the way people think about disability by just saying, don't use disability anymore. Is it called Damonability? Is that what you're changing it
no,
to?
No, it's not actually me. It's an article we're publishing on the blog, bbc.co.uk/ouch.
Uh-huh.
And one of our writers is going to be revealing a suggested new way phrase instead of disabled. But let's not talk about it now anyway. I've teased it.
I think you've teased it, but I mean, if you're going to change it, well, Kathleen, what would you have as your new word for disability?
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Because yeah.
disability does seem inherently negative. That you're lacking ability.
Positivability.
Yeah.
We are.
Disability with a capital A.
Oh, my days. How would you get that across when you're saying it? Hi, I'm a disabled person.
Yeah, in the same way that Chinese language, Mandarin, has a way of going up and down and meaning different things in different ways. Disability, right?
That sounds amazing. I just think we should all do that from now on anyway. Damon, what would your new word be?
Humbled was the word I came up with years ago.
Humbled?
That is disgusting.
It is disgusting, isn't it? I think it was a joke kind of article I'd written.
Hopefully.
Oh, you didn't really think
humbled?
That, did you?
Yeah, I did write it.
Oh, Damon.
Humbled. Yeah, but there's a disgusting truth in it, isn't there?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Yes?
No. Nothing about my disability
humbled.
Makes me feel humbled. That is hideous.
It was an ironic...
Yeah, you're saying it's ironic now after our reaction.
You can say anything's ironic and try and get away with it.
Yeah.
That was actually me being clever. It's just you don't get it.
But if you had to choose now, what would it be?
What, instead of disabled?
Yeah.
I don't know. People come out with all sorts of trite things like, oh, well, I'm just me.
Yeah.
And things like, but some, you know, you can't say that in government documents.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It needs to be legislative.
That I'm just me community.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, the federal government in the US legislated that the word retard or retarded shouldn't be used in any of their documentation. So it no longer figures in that.
Well, that's good because I hate that word.
Which is a horrible word.
Favorites.
And we all understand why it's a whole word. The R word. There's a big R word movement, isn't there, in the States? But disabled is the genre-busting, all-encompassing word that we say now, isn't it? Because we moved on from handicap.
And I guess there's a disability community as well, so people definitely identify with that word.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Don't. Let's not get into whether there's a community or not.
Oh, there is a community.
Is there?
There is, I think. I think a lot of people do feel...
Maybe not everyone feels part of it, but there is a big community that a lot of people feel part of.
I said we weren't going to talk about this.
That was my fault. I was so intrigued.
But the community thing is interesting because it's a community of people brought together under a negative umbrella, right?
Why do you keep saying that disability is negative?
I'm having a bad day, Kate.
You are. You are in a grump. You need some coffee.
I nearly choked to death on the train this morning.
Oh, my God. What?
It was
your
very
stories.
Embarrassing. Like, I don't stick out enough, right, with my guide dog and my sitting in my disabled seat on the train. I was choking almost to death on a bread roll.
Did anyone give you the Heimlich?
Oh, well, no, but I did have concerned people coming up and saying, are you all right? Can I get you some water? And I'm thinking, no, that's just going to push it further down. Anyway, we're not talking about any of this.
It's
right?
Interesting the way that you say, you talk about sticking out so much.
Mm.
Like, you always say that you stick out and that you are. I find it really interesting because I think you don't like your disability that much.
Do you?
And you see it as very negative and you always say, I don't want to stick out. I don't want people to look at me. I don't want this. I don't want that. Whereas a lot of people just sort of embrace it. And it's just like, well, this is who I am.
I think what I'm trying to do is acknowledge what other people think. Because in this job, you know, I've been doing this sort of disability media thing for almost 17, 18 years now, and I try and sort of take on other people's things. Before that, I used to be an out and loud and proud performance poet in the disability art circuit. So, I was very comfortable with it.
But then you suddenly became uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I am uncomfortable with it. Anyway, this isn't what we're supposed to be talking about. John Lennon.
Yeah, what's he got to do with... disability, Damon? Please enlighten us.
There was a programme, Channel 4, running these interesting things at the weekends at the moment. It was All Right in the insert decade. And last week it was in the 1960s. And it had some very interesting 50-year-old footage of a Beatles concert where John Lennon was trying to get the audience to clap and making like a disabled person.
What does that mean, making like a disabled person?
Right, now this is interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of people have been saying on the internet that that he was pretending to be a person with learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And you two have seen the video, anyway.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? Would you say it's a learning disability?
Yeah, he's definitely mocking a person with a learning disability.
Yeah, he's pretending that he can't clap properly. He's
not cerebral palsy,
making faces. Well, maybe a bit of everything in there.
I don't think it's cerebral palsy. It seems like a very clear learning disability mockery. The kind of thing that kids in playgrounds still do, I think.
Do they still do it?
Sticking your tongue in your bottom lip and pretending like you can't speak. Clapping. It's just very stereotypical behaviour.
People do it.
I think so. People used to do it in the playground even when I was a kid.
Well, they did when I was a kid because it was the whole... I was of that Joey Deacon be Blue Peter era, which I still am fascinated to know. Obviously, it hasn't travelled through the ages because you two don't know who Joey Deacon is.
I do know who he is, but only through research for, you know, various things rather than actually that being an insult in the playground.
Would either of you two be prepared to do an impression of John Lennon doing an impression of a disabled person?
No.
No, I feel uncomfortable.
Definitely not. No, that's horrible. It was horrible watching him do it.
Yeah.
But I kind of think, I don't know, should we use this excuse of, well, it was a long time ago, things were different, and therefore we shouldn't be too harsh on him. And, you know, we are judging him through the eyes of ourselves in 2015 rather than through the eyes of people in... When was it? 60s, 70s?
Yeah, it was during the
60s. So does that make it okay that it was 50-odd years ago?
It was obviously more acceptable back then.
We had made it onto telly.
And the crowd seemed to be laughing.
I know, they were laughing. And it wasn't just a little bit, just in case you haven't seen the footage, listeners. He was doing that for over a minute, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's stomping about, around. I think it's about 30 seconds.
I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just sort of whizzed through it and just thought, this is horrible. I literally can't watch it.
Did you get the feeling it was planned? Was this something they planned? And then John does his spastic thing, and then we'll play some music.
No.
So you think he was just in one big show? Because it looks like he's just showing off, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just trying to be funny.
Yeah, he is. He's just trying to play the crowd. And again, maybe in the 60s, that's what people enjoyed laughing about. That's what they got involved with, you know?
But people still, when Heather Mills and Paul McCartney broke up, to bring in another Beatles reference, I can remember comedy quiz panels took the mess out of her for her leg. There were loads of jokes around about her prosthetic leg. Because at the time, I felt uncomfortable watching them, but it was acceptable. So is it just that mocking learning disabled people has become unacceptable?
I feel like the Heather Mills thing is very interesting because it feels like people are taking the mickey out of her because they don't like her.
Yeah.
And it's not...
And everything they know about her as an individual.
Exactly. So it's not... It's almost like it's not about the leg, it's more about her, and it's just that's something they can pick on to make it funny.
Whereas this is just a group of people.
Yeah.
Going back to Joey Deacon, and of course what people were doing the next morning after Blue Peter aired, this 60-year-old fella who they were hoping all children in the land would be able to relate to, but unfortunately didn't. The next morning in the playground...
Because he couldn't speak properly.
He couldn't speak properly, and he was 60-odd years old.
He wasn't was very old.
Relate to a children's audience. But, you know, I think Billy Baxter, the editor of Blue Peter at the time, really stands by doing it. And he was an amazing fella.
Yeah, he wrote a book, didn't he?
For sure, yeah. Tongue Tied, which I've read. It was a very interesting book about his life in an institution, the institution where he lived. But I came back from school, I think, that day, and I started calling my sister a Joey Deacon, like all the kids were doing in the playground. Oh, Louise, you're Joey. And my mum took me to one side. I was only 9 years old. My mum took me to one side and said, Damon, do you not realise you are one of them?
Oh my God, one of them.
You know, she was trying to point out to me that I was someone who was a bit different. I was partially sighted back then. And how would I like it if people mocked me in that way, which they did, incidentally.
But you don't have to just be one of them to realise that that isn't acceptable, do you? No, it just, children should be doing
it. It just made me sit and think, and you know, I think as a 9-year-old, it made me understand it a little bit better.
But how would a parent of a non-disabled child explain that to them?
Yeah, was it just because she was saying you were like him that you made you think about that differently?
What are you trying to suggest, that I'm some kind of selfish individual who really wouldn't have cared less if?
No, I'm saying other children of that age, would they have? How should your mum have dealt with it with somebody who didn't have a disability, for example?
No, I don't know. And I don't even know if any mothers and fathers in the school were asking their children to stop doing it, because, you know, it seemed to carry on for years and years and years, this Joey thing.
Did people just not realise that that was offensive? Is it just that the education was not there at that point and now people are much more well-informed?
Well, certainly there weren't people like Joey at their school, you know, children their own age.
Or on television. Or represented in the media at all.
And there was much more segregation.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons Blue Peter did it, and had one of the first times they tackled the whole disabled thing anyway.
It wasn't for another 10 years that Francesca Martinez made it into Grange Hill, and we all understood and stopped doing it.
Overnight.
That's how it worked, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely how it
worked. And that's why the whole internet are, and I quote, disturbed, and I quote, shocked by John Lennon.
I just look at it and think, that was a long time ago. And I don't think anybody knew better. I think people know better nowadays. And there's no point in being shocked about it now. I mean, you look at it and I just think, oh, it's not very nice, but I'm not going to look at it.
I think people put John Lennon in particular on a pedestal, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's quite shocking for them to realise that he would show this lack of understanding.
Very interesting series, though. It was all right in there.
It's unbelievable, really.
It was the 1980s, the week before that, and they showed some racism. And very, very clearly, you know, Paul Daniels on Blankety Blank saying something that we would consider appalling now about the black singer Patti Boulay. Do not adjust your sets, he said, when Terry Wogan introduced her. It was, you know, a real sharp intake of breath from me and my wife.
See, that was in the 80s, and that was 20 years after the John Lennon thing. And you just think, well, if 20 years later they were still making those comments about race, which generally moved on faster discrimination wise than disability discrimination, there's no chance someone in the 60s would have been able to have an awareness of disability.
And I'm sure Paul Daniels would say that it was very different back then, and he probably wouldn't say that kind of thing now.
Yeah,
it was more acceptable back then. Yeah,
that's true, actually. Just because people did it and people didn't get in trouble for it, should we look back on it and say that it's okay because it was acceptable? I'm kind of changing my mind now.
Now it makes me really uncomfortable to watch the John Lennon thing, that was ever acceptable.
It's because you're watching it now. You know, if you'd have tuned into the internet in the 1960s.
I'd still like to think that I wouldn't have found it funny. It's difficult to say.
Yeah, but when you were a kid running around the playground going, did that?
I think my parents would have told me off if they had ever caught me doing that.
I don't think I understood what I was doing, though. I think I just was like...
Copying,
yeah. And I was just like, duh brain. Like, whatever duh brain
that's true.
Is. It's just, you just see it. And until you get told what the meaning is behind something like that, there's no way you can... And also, you're not doing it maliciously, I guess. Whereas John Lennon, like, would have known exactly what he was doing. And he
but
may
was
not
he doing maliciously?
Well... Probably not.
No,
he was just trying to make
Why
people
was
laugh.
He doing it? He was trying to get people to clap. Was he sort of taking the mickey out of his sheep-following audience or something? I don't know.
I don't think he was doing like a postmodern, I'm going to see if I can get all of you to do this thing that is bad and because you're all sheep, Damon. I think he literally was just performing.
I'm just searching for ideas here.
Yeah.
It was some good 5 years before he wanted to give peace a chance. And it's interesting, you know, the reason why this has caused such a fuss is because he is such an icon in terms of the peace movement and in terms of...
Yeah, and as Kathleen says, you know, he is very much on a pedestal and people have forgotten any of the bad things that he may have done in his lifetime. And so when something like this is brought up about someone like him, who you do see as this icon who is whiter than white, it's harder to understand where it's come from. He's just human, and there's no reason why he isn't as flawed as everybody else.
Human and of a time.
And
like
of a time,
saying.
Yeah.
Should we end it there then? Yeah. Let's go. Next week we'll be back. Maybe we'll talk some more about the D word and our replacement for it.
I'm very excited to find out what that is.
bbc.co.uk/ouch. And you can tweet us at bbcouch and or email ouch@bbc.co.uk. Thank you for listening. Spread the word.
Bye.